The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Time's just gone exactly 18 minutes past the hour. That's exactly what it's time for. The Israel Report with Rolene Marks. Rolene, good afternoon to you. Thanks for joining us. And Rolene, I have to get in there very quickly because I've already got two questions from our listeners. Janine is asking, hi, Overdrive team. I have a question for Rolene. Hamas have rejected at least 7 deals with Israel. At what point is Israel going to take their gloves off and say enough is enough? Now, that's the first question. The second question I have is from Anton. Anton says, Rolene, wondering on significance of Netivo airbase with F-35 Adir being the major target. Is it because of the Adir's prestige value or because they would be vital in any counterstrike on Iran? Was a Dimona also a place targeted? Good afternoon, Rolene. And there you have it. I've already fired two questions at you.
Zoe, let me tell you something. We have the best listeners in the world, hands down, and the smartest listeners in the world because they tune in to the Israel Report with us every day, Michael. But before I get into that, I just want to address something before. You can't see me on Zoom. Michael Kane, I'm wearing a big red T-shirt that says, bring them home now. Today is day 195 since the start of this war. We know what started this war, the atrocities of the 7th of October and the kidnapping of over 250 Israelis and foreign nationals. And now we have 133 hostages that still remain in the Gaza Strip, 97 of them still alive. We believe, we hope with all our hearts. And I think it's 36 who have been murdered by terror organization Hamas. And next week, Tuesday, we will mark the 200th day of this. It will be Pesach. And I know many of you are feeling, how do we celebrate a festival about freedom when so many of our own have no freedom? And I think that at this time of the year, more than any time, we have to believe in miracles. We saw these miracles in action on a Saturday night, and let us always, always have hope. And maybe that's a part of addressing the first question. When do we say enough's enough? Well, I think that we are saying enough is enough. I don't think that there is much else we can do. You know, I understand. We know so well how we feel emotionally here. And I know that there are many people who message me on a daily basis saying Israel must just go in and flatten everything. And I understand the emotional rationale behind that. But at the end of the day, we are still an army that, contrary to what our dear friends at DIRCO and the Department of Justice might say, Israel abides by the laws of armed conflict, by a strict moral code. And while we are there to fulfill two major goals, and that is to dismantle Hamas's military capability and to return our people home, we do it in a way that sits with our ethics as a country, as a people, and in accordance with the laws of armed conflict.
Okay, so Rolene, just to recap on this other message from Anton, wondering on the significance of this Netivo airbase, with F-35 Adir being the major target. Is it because of the Adir's prestige value or because they would be vital in any counterstrike on Iran? Was Dimona also a place targeted?
Well, look at the size and the scope of the attack. We've had now over 350. That was the last figure we got from the IDF, 350 ballistic missiles, drones, and cruise missiles fired at us. I mean, if you've seen the footage, it does look like something out of a Star Wars movie. In fact, there was a pilot who was interviewed by a news channel here. He said it was, he said, fighting, you know, intercepting these incoming projectiles, he said, was a mashup between Top Gun and Star Wars. God bless him. Only one of our pilots can come up with that analogy. But it's a very, very important question because Iran have said that they were targeting military bases, but a barrage of that size, an attack of that size, meant that they had all, the entire country in their line of sight. We have all seen that, I think, now iconic footage of Israeli exceptional Iron Domes, part of the air defense array, taking out incoming projectiles over the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Now, that's Jerusalem. That's our capital city. And that is most certainly not a military base. So they were targeting, yes, military bases. They said the air bases and the Hamon in the north. But they had the entire country in their line of sight.
Okay, I hope those answers from Rolene were appropriate for you, Elaine and Anton. We've got to move on with the interrogation of Ro this afternoon. So, Rolene,
not the first time I've been interrogated.
Well, there we go. But okay, we enjoy these afternoon interrogations with you. So, there's this letter from the United States regarding South Africa's threat to those citizens intending fighting for Israel. Do we have dual citizenship issues coming into play? What is this letter getting at?
Well, what I find very interesting is that many people have said, is this letter authentic? That's a question I receive from many people. Is it actually authentic? Yes, it very much is authentic. This was a letter written by six members of Congress addressed to President Cyril Ramaphosa. The six members of Congress are Representative Joe Wilson, Representative Jared Moskowitz, Representative Josh Gottheimer, Representative Michael Waltz, Representative James R. Baird, and Representative Maria Elvira Salazar. And the issues they take exception with is that Foreign Minister Naledi Pandor announced at a Palestinian solidarity event, notes that South Africa is not one of the 48 states condemning Iran's flagrant attack on Israeli sovereign territory, that the government intends to arrest dual citizens. Those are South Africans who have South African citizenship, but also Israeli citizenship, or have volunteered as part of the IDF. Now, this is quite a damning letter. They have said, I'm going to quote directly from the letter, they say, this is a gross miscarriage of justice that continues to perpetuate dangerous sentiments against Israeli citizens and the state of Israel's right to exist. Israel, like every other nation, has a right to defend itself against terrorism. Now, we have to remember that South Africa does not recognize Hezbollah, the IRGC, that's the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, or Hamas as terror organizations. And the letter goes on to lambaste South Africa for what they call unfounded charges in the International Court of Justice, falsely alleging genocide in Gaza. You and I spoke earlier this week about the fact that now even Hamas have admitted that there are 11,000 deaths that they can't account for. So if we're doing the maths, you take roughly 33,000 minus 11,000, that's 22,000 minus 14,000 who the RDF have killed, and you're left with a substantially low amount of very, very regrettable civilian deaths, but unfortunately a horrific part of war, which brings you to the lowest combatant to civilian kill ratios, as horrendous as it sounds, in the history of warfare ever. So that's very important to note. And they go on to say that South Africa is engaged in an abusive exploitation of the court's procedures, ignores inconvenient facts, and distorts others in an offensive and tendentious manner, and go on and say that, and yet your government extends beyond the unfounded ICJ case to now miscarry justice against your own citizens serving their second allegiance. Now, they go on to talk about how there are no laws that, that prohibit this, something that I've heard legal experts weigh in certainly over over the last couple of weeks. They go on to talk about some of the writing or some of the language in the Hamas Charter, and basically flagrantly make the accusation of anti-Semitism against members of the South African government.
Rolene, I just wish we had more time to unpack this letter issue. I'm sure this it's not going to go away anytime soon. So very quickly, let's just conclude our chat about, looking at the effect of what this war is having on society at the moment. Health concerns in Israel as the war impacts on society. There was a very concerning article earlier on about this. Tell us more about that.
This is a survey that has been carried out by Maccabi Healthcare. That's one of the healthcare providers here in Israel, sort of like Discovery would be in South Africa. Now, earlier today, I, like many of you, listened to Howard's devastating interview with Aviva Siegel, a hostage, and she described in very, very deep detail what she endured as a hostage, what our hostages are enduring, and what our people endured on the 7th of October. And I want everybody to understand that we are not okay in Israel. We look normal, we look like we're going about our daily lives, but we are living with the immense pressures with living through a war. It is very, very different when you are actually in Israel. We are living through a war that places an inordinate amount of pressure on all of us. We are trying to cope with grief as a nation, personal grief of losing people, the pressures of the world, and this is taking a massive, massive toll on our collective mental health, our physical health, as manifested in this survey, and we are preparing ourselves for a tsunami of mental health issues.
Rolene, prayers and thoughts always with you and the people of Israel. But Rolene, we're going to have to leave it there. Before I go, Chag Pesach Sameach, because we are only going to be chatting to each other next week, Thursday again. This is our last show.
Until
next Thursday. Yes, indeed. So
have a wonderful Pesach.
From all of us, our best wishes to all of you there. And take care and look forward to chatting to you again next week. Rolene Marks, spokesperson for the South African Zionist Federation, joining us on the line at this point in time always to bring us the latest on what's happening in Israel.